Kilayim Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, 3-4. We've seen that you can plant rows of vegetables one beside the next, just space them apart by 6 tefachim. We also saw in the previous Mishnah that you could plant a row of any type of vegetable, even in the right in the middle of a field of vegetables, again, provided that you leave spacing, at least according to the Rush, of 6 tefachim on either side of that row. And we possibly Rabbi Akiva that the row doesn't even need to go from end to end to be mufulash. Even a row that's just 6 tefachim long, that is in the middle of a field even, is fine, provided that you have the perimeter of a space around that row and the rest of the field. That would be true for all kinds of vegetables. So you could plant rows of vegetables side by side, that's okay. This Mishnah considers three vegetables which you've seen already once before, that are what I call the misbehaved vegetables. These vegetables are unruly and grow, the foliage and leaves grow far and wide and can get entangled. And therefore, the Mishnah is going to say that if you'd have three rows side by side of those three misbehaved vegetables, it just gets too mixed up and looks no good. And therefore, you'll need to have double rows. The Mishnah says, Hanoteya shtei shuro shel kishuim. If you plant two rows of kishuim, let's translate as cucumbers or melons, and shtei shuro shel deluim, and then two rows, like a double row, side by side, of deluim are gourds, kind of like a pumpkin or something. And shtei shruos shel pul hamitzri, and then another two rows of Egyptian beans. That's the list of the offenders, the misbehaved vegetables, kishuim, deluim, and pul hamitzri. So that's okay, mutar. As long as they're double rows, they're still visually distinct because of the double thickness of the rows, meaning 6 tefachim times 2, let's say. So it's clear to an onlooker that thanks to double rows, it's been thickened. You can see three separate rows, and that's going to be okay. However, individual rows would not be good. The Mishnah says, Shura shel kishuim, shura shel deluim, shura shel pul hamitzri, asur. Individual rows, one of kishuim, cucumbers, another row of deluim, gourd, another row of pul hamitzri, Egyptian beans, asur. That's no good because those plants spread out far and wide and get entangled, and it will make one big arbuvia, a big confused mess, and look like you planted kilayim. But what about this? What about if you have a shur of kishuim, a row of kishuim, cucumbers, let's say, and then a shur of deluim, and a shur shel pul hamitzri, a row of gourds and a row of Egyptian beans, and then a fourth row, again, of kishuim, a shur shel kishuim, another row of cucumbers. So you have rows 1 and row 4 on the outside, bookending these two inner rows. You have kishuim, cucumbers, and the inner rows, you have deluim and pul hamitzri. Is that going to be okay? Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's mutter because since you have on either side, on both sides, you have the kishuim growing, it gets the status of like a kishuim field, a sada. And we said in the previous Mishnah that if you have a sada, a field of vegetables, it's okay. You can plant another row of vegetables within it, of a different type of vegetable, as long as you space it out. So it sounds like, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have a field of kishuim, a cucumber field, kind of like the previous Mishnah is what I called the cabbage field. And then you have a row of deluim, gourds, and a row of pul hamitzri, Egyptian beans. What's the problem? Everything is fine. You have rows, neat rows, properly spaced within a larger field. That's acceptable. Chacham, however, Osher, they say no. They say just because you have bookending your gourds and Egyptian beans, you have deluim, excuse me, you have cucumbers, kishuim, that doesn't make it a kishuim field. It's not a field at all. It's just a series of rows that are repeating. And when you have, as we said in the previous part of the Mishnah, individual rows of these three types of offending vegetables, that's not acceptable. They have to be double rows because otherwise they get too mixed up. And therefore the Chacham will say, no, you may not do that, it's Asr. And the Halacha will follow the Chachamim, that just because you have in rows 1 and 4, kishuim doesn't make it into a kishuim field. They're individual rows.